For the first time, three women are running for mayor, with incumbent Laurel Prossing, the city's first female mayor, seeking a fourth term. She hopes to hire as many as five more police officers for the city. But in Monday's debate, organized by the League of Women Voters of Champaign County, Prossing was also asked to address a report by Illinois' Department of Transportation showing a disparity with police stops of African-American drivers in Urbana.
We've made some changes in how we deal with traffic stops. We've lowered some fines. We don't want it to be a hardship on low-income people. But I think the real problem is a crime problem of the four murders that were committed in Urbana, which was unheard of.
Prossing says it's a mistake to focus on the racial disparity of traffic stops because there's a bigger disparity in the number of murders. Three of the four deaths in 2016 involved African Americans. Policing in Urbana was also brought up by another candidate for mayor. Reverend Evelyn Burnett Underwood is a former member of the Urbana School Board who ran unsuccessfully for Champaign County Circuit Clerk 4 years ago. The pastor at Champaign's New Free Will Baptist Church took issue with the structure of Urbana's Citizen Police Review Board, which doesn't include subpoena power.
A lot of people didn't like that in the beginning and still don't. And one important thing is that the council and the mayor changed the whole rules and allowed Champaign people can be on it now. And a lot of people disagree with that, but that is the rule now. If I were mayor, it would stop.
All mayoral candidates have ideas for boosting Urbana's economy. Prossing touts the fact the city has added or expanded more than 100 businesses in the past 4 years. Alderwoman Diane Marlin, who's been in office since 2009, wants to make it easier for local businesses to reinvest in the community. But she also says Urbana needs to be open to new ideas for downtown, including a group now hosting arts-themed First Friday events.
The Imbibe Urbana events over the last few months, I think, are a great example of people starting something and bringing something new to Urbana. Reinvigorate our festival. The Sweet Corn Festival needs to be reinvented. It's worn out and tired, and we need something new.
Underwood says Urbana is dying from an economic perspective. After Prossing touted a $25 million renovation deal in the works for the now-closed downtown Urbana Landmark Hotel, Underwood showed concerns for the plan, making reference to the hotel's former owner.
Before I put some more money down that black hole, I would go another way that dilapidated the Landmark Hotel and what happened to that other gentleman. You know, I wouldn't go that route.
Alderwoman Marlin also says a key to community development is filling Urbana's vacant chief administrative officer position, which has been unfilled since Prossing fired Bruce Walden a decade ago.
This will help the mayor, the city council, implement the policies that are passed. It'll provide coordination among employees and another channel of communication with the public.
All candidates are looking for ways to expand the tax base. Mayor Prossing says Urbana now has a higher tax rate than Champaign, but that's due to her city's ongoing legal battle with its two hospitals over their tax exemptions and a pending decision from Illinois' Supreme Court.
I've led Urbana through some very tough times. We first got hit by the recession, and then we got our largest property taxpayer to stop paying taxes. So we've had to be very creative.
About 60 people crowded in the Urbana City Building Council chambers and lobby to watch Monday's 90-minute debate. The winner of the February 28th Democratic primary will take on Republican engineer and land surveyor Rex Bradfield in the April 4th municipal elections. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.